Hello everyone, I'm back again with part two of What Were You Thinking? What were you thinking? In the first segment, we talked about getting what you think about. And we talked about your belief system and how right in the middle of belief was the word lie. We talked about how many people's belief system was built on a lie. Lies like you'll never be anything, you'll never get anywhere, you can't have what other people have, you can't have perpetual happiness. Those are all lies. And if you know the word, you know that the scripture says that Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly so. So I want to just go ahead and finish off where I left off. And let's just talk about beliefs and why it's, you know, people talk about all the time about how they want to live right. Well, you can't live right if you don't first believe right. I'm going to say that again. You can't live right if you do not believe right. Well, what must I believe? You must believe the truth about you. I know you heard that it said that the truth is going to set you free. Absolutely. The truth will set you free. So I'd like to impart some truths. You may not have heard it before, or maybe you heard it and you just forgot it. I always go back to the beginning by talking about our Creator and how you were made in the likeness and the image of your Creator. That's so important to know that, because he gave you dominion. We talked about in the first segment that he made you like himself. And when he did that, he didn't just say go out in the world with nothing. He endowed you with power. Power to control your thinking. Power to shape your life. We talked about three specific areas where he said, I'm going to give you dominion over the fowls of the air, the birds, the fowls, which are the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, and everything that walks upon the earth. And we talked about how things are natural than spiritual. Yes, 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 yes. We do have dominion over the birds, the fish, and the animals. But there was a deeper meaning for that. A deeper meaning. When he said, I'm going to give you dominion over the fowls of the air, he was talking about those fowls, those bad thoughts that circle around in your head. He was going to give you control over that. So deep within you lies the control to regulate your own thoughts and your thinking. He also said, I'm going to give you dominion over the fish in the sea. Now, yes, we do have dominion over the natural fish, but there's something even greater there. He was talking about those deep things, those goals and those dreams that we want to reach, but sometimes feel like we just can't get there. You know how a fish, you ever had a goldfish and you reached in the bowl and he would just slip through your hands? Those slippery things that we feel like we just cannot grasp. He gave us dominion over that. We can reach any goal that we want to. The third thing he said, I'm going to give you dominion over the animals. Yes, we do have dominion naturally, but there again was a deeper meaning, a deeper meaning. He said, listen, I'm going to give you dominion over your emotions and your behaviors that you feel like you don't have any control over. It's in you. You just have to tap the source and you will have dominion over your emotions. Those are the truths that we should meditate and dwell on. And those are the truths that are going to set us free. We talked about at the end of segment one, how I gave an analogy of a bathtub full of dirty water. And the dirty water represents dirty thoughts or beliefs that are not true. Those lies that lie within our belief system. And we talked about pulling the plug on that bathtub and allowing all those dirty thoughts or those thoughts that don't line up with the truth about us to just drain out. And then we were going to run clean water and fill that tub, or fill our life, fill our mind with truth, with clean thoughts, thoughts that line up with our Creator and what He thinks about us. So I am just so excited to be able to share just a little bit more. And, you know, the reason why I share these is because someone needs help. Someone out there needs to know that they are more powerful than they think. They have more power than they can imagine. But we're going to give them the right imagery, and so that they can have their imaginations correct, so that their thoughts may be correct, so that their words might be correct, and then their world will be one in which they envision, they have power, and they shape. So we're going to jump right in. May not be too long of a segment, but I just felt like I needed to share. Someone needs to know this. Someone needs to get their belief system corrected. We got to auto-correct it. And the number one thing you need to know is that you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. I'm going to say that again. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. That's why it's so important that we watch our thoughts. Now, a while ago, I told you that when you have a thought and you dwell on that thought, if you dwell on that thought for as little as 16, 17 seconds, law of attraction is going to bring another thought like it to join it. See, thoughts are vibrational. They're energy. You ever walk in a room and feel the energy of that room? You can feel if someone is upset. That's because thoughts emit a vibration. They're vibrational. So when you think about whatever you think about, as I said, you're going to get it whether you want it or not. People say, well, I don't want unwanted things. We understand that. That's why it's important that you don't think about what you don't want. You always place your mind and your thoughts on the things that you do want. Law of attraction can be your friend or it can be your enemy. But it is true, 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 true. It's true. It's sure. It's going to draw whatever you think about. So if it's something good, it's going to draw more good things. If it's bad, it's going to draw bad things. That's why if you can just keep yourself in a happy place, you know, there's a reason why the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it also says, let the weak say that I'm strong. I want to say it like this. If you are weak in any area, if you can just stay joyful, if you can just stay happy, you will attract whatever you need to get out of that situation. The answer will come. Someone will come and bless you, no matter what it is. If you can just keep your thoughts in a happy place. You know, before you can have a happy life, you must be happy. Let me say that again. I think it's the goal of everyone to have a happy life, just to live happy. That's all we want, is to live happy and peaceful. And before you can live happy, you must be happy. You can't walk around all day with the mully grubs feeling down. You can't walk around like that all day and expect everything to turn out all right. It won't. It really won't, because law of attraction is going to attract more situations that make you feel down despair, and depressed. But if you ever want to find the key to real joy and real happiness, if you want to, man, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to leave unhappy alone. If you want to be happy, you have to focus on happy things. Your thoughts must be happy. And to produce happy thoughts, you got to have happy imaginations, meaning that you can't daydream about scenarios that probably never will happen. You got to get rid of the negative. And even when you feel it coming, you got to divert your energy. You got to divert those thoughts. When you find yourself dwelling on something that is negative, and let me show you how you can easily tell if this is a good thought or if this is a bad thought by the way it makes you feel. So if your thoughts have you feeling like, I'm helpless, or there's no way out, I don't know. Listen, that means leave that thought alone, because inside of you, there lies your creator. He is in you. He dwells in you. He is that guidance system that leads you into all truth. You got to learn to tap into that inner well, that gut feeling that's in the inside. That's him. That's your inner being. That's your creator who created you that is inside of you. So when you start to think about negative thoughts and negative things, just quiet your mind. Say, Lord, is this how he thinks? Is this how he thinks about me? Giving me thoughts that'll make me down and depressed and despair? The answer will always be no. So you got to leave that thought alone. Now, I was thinking about the scripture the other day. It came to me and I got so excited. But because it said, when you trust in God, he will give you the desires of your heart. When you put your trust in him, when you trust in him who you cannot see, but who you can feel on the inside of you, when you put your trust in your creator who made you in his image and likeness, who sent his son to die for you, when you put your trust in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. What are desires? Those are thoughts. Those are wantings. So you don't have to worry about having a litany of unwanted thoughts, because he will begin to give you your thoughts. And how will you know it's him? Because of the way you feel. It's always going to come down. If it makes you joyful, it's going to come down to the way it feels. If you feel elated, if you feel hopeful, you know that thought is from him. All good and perfect gifts come from above. So you got to learn to tap into that. And when the negative thoughts come, you know, I call them scattered thoughts. Sometimes they'll show up out of nowhere. Wonder, where did that thought come from? I have mentally created me a scatterbox. And all those thoughts that just come out of nowhere, and the thoughts that are not in line with the way my creator thinks about me, I take those thoughts immediately and I put them in that scatterbox. I put a lock on it and push it over to the side. No, you cannot stay here. That thought is gone. And I start to replace it by a true thought. I'm the apple of his eye. My days will be good. All my days, I will live in perpetual happiness. You know, I start to introduce thoughts like that. And that's a good way to take that thought, that negative thought, and just get rid of it. Put it in that box. Put it mentally, get yourself a scatter box. And when those scattered thoughts come, bam, you just put it in that box and replace it by a better one. That's what you call refilling the bathtub with clean water. Clean water. And letting all those negative thoughts just go down the drain. You're probably saying, wow, I find it very hard to get rid of negative thoughts. I know where you're at because, you know, I struggled with thoughts. I struggled with maintaining happy thoughts. But I started to really use processes that will enable me to just get rid of them and to manage them and just to put them where they belong. One of the things I had to start doing was I had to start looking ahead. Look where I was going. Now, you ever see anybody who was on a mission to get somewhere? You ever see them and they're walking down the street? They don't look backwards. They look where they're going. You cannot look ahead and look behind at the same time. You got to pick one. So you got to make it your business that you just look where you're going. Why am I saying that? Because sometimes we want to look back to all the bad things. We want to sit and have our thoughts dwell on all the bad things that happened to us in our past. Oh, Uncle Joe spanked me and he whipped me with a belt and I still got the bruise and I hate him forever or whatever. You know, that's why I can't do anything because of this person or that person. We have a vivid memory of the past. We keep it alive by thinking about it and dwelling on it. You got to right now establish a new relationship with your past in order to create a better future. I'm going to say that again. You're going to have to establish a new relationship with your past if you ever want to create a better future. So right now, get that past right now and put it where it belongs, in the past. That's why it's called past. It's gone. Put it in the past. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. Let it rest. Don't bring it up. Don't share it. Everybody you talk to, you got to tell them everything. You got to tell them what happened to you 7 years ago? What happened to you when you were 6 years old? We rehearse it. We keep it alive. It bothers us because we keep it alive. We keep it prevalent. We keep it active. But let's kill it once and for all. Let's go ahead and establish a new relationship with our past by telling our past, hey, we understand what happened. But today, I'm born again. Today, I'm living a new life. I'm creating a better future. And you have no bearing on where I'm going. I'm going to look ahead and not behind. Because if you ever want that happy life, you got to rid yourself of unhappy thoughts. You got that? Your belief about yourself must match happiness. Now, let me explain. I always used to hear people in the church say, well, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And yes, that is a scripture. How can two walk together except they be agree or except they are in agreements? How can two get along unless they agree with each other? Usually when they said that, they were talking about a man and a woman. Oh, she need to leave him. They unequally yoked. How can two walk together except they agree? I do agree with that. However, there's a deeper meaning than we have to get out of that. You know what that is? How can two walk together except they be agree? You must get along with you. Our biggest enemy, sometimes, I'll say most of the time, is ourself. The two that must agree are you and you. You must agree with the truth about you. I'm going to say that again. You got to agree with what is true about you. How can you walk and be happy when you don't even agree with yourself that you deserve to be happy? You don't even, your beliefs tell you that you can't, you're not going to be happy, or you can't make it, or you can't do this. No, I believe that the white man has really held us down. That's why you never get up, because you believe that there's this imaginary white man holding you down. We got to stop that. Your belief and your happiness must match. Your belief in your happiness must match. You are so fragmented, you got to learn to agree with you. And the way you do that is to understand the truth about yourself. Get a new belief system. If your old belief system is failing you, get a new one. Find out new information, correct information about yourself. Your belief system is usually made up of how you were treated in the past, or what has happened to you in the past, or what you heard your parents say. No, you need to stay away from there, because if you go over on that side of town, you're going to get killed. So you can't go over there. Good job may be over there, or your mission may be over there, but you can't go because you believe if you go, you're going to get killed. You know, I heard a funny story. One time this preacher was preaching, and he was telling a story about how his mother cooked a piece of meat. And every time she bought this piece of meat, she would cut off the tail of it, the end of the meat, and then she'd put it in the pan, season it, and cook it. So when his wife started cooking one day and she went and bought the same type of meat, she just took the whole meat and put it in the pan. He said, no, that's not how you do that. I watched my mother do this for years. You have to cut off the end before you cook it. She said, I'm not wasting any meat. He said, listen, I'm telling you, my mother did this for years. You gotta cut off the end before you cook it. He said, watch this. So he called his mother up and he said, Ma, can you tell this woman that she's cooking the meat the wrong way? She just took the meat and put it in the pan. Now, I watched you for years cut off the end of the meat. Let her know she cannot cook the meat without cutting off the end. She said, well, son, there was a very good reason why I cut off the end. He said, please tell her. She said, yes, I will. She said, my pan wasn't long enough, and I never got around to buying a long enough pan, so I cut off the end so it would fit in the pan. Wow, that blew him away. Because he was believing that in order for you to cook the meat, you had to cut it off. He thought that was law, and it was all because the pan wasn't long enough. What are you believing that you may have seen someone do? You got a belief from your parent or from your childhood. What are you believing that is not true? What are you believing that is founded upon lies? You know, a belief is just the thought that you think over and over again. A belief is a thought that you have strong conviction about. He had a strong conviction about how to cook that meat, but he was dead wrong. It just didn't make any sense to someone on the outside. His wife, why would I waste my meat? Wow. We must reevaluate our belief systems, and start believing the truth about us. There is no limit to what we can do. There is no limit to what you can do. No limit to what you can have. No limit to what you can be. Wow. I hope you've gotten something out of this segment. What were you thinking? Part two. We're going to end right here because I've gone a little long. I like to make them under 20 minutes, but this one is about 25. Listen, join me again for part three of What Were You Thinking? We're going to explore how to establish a pattern of good thought, not just for today, but always. You guys be blessed and check me out again with part three of What Were You Thinking?